track four. And now we come to the lead stories for this week. And the one in the Mid Devon Advertiser is entitled Store's First Proposal Surprises Manager. A staff member at Newton Abbott store Austin's got an early Christmas present when her boyfriend proposed. In a first in the store's 101-year history, the proposal came as a complete surprise to Cheska department manager Christine Llewellyn. She said, "My boyfriend Dean surprised me while I was working in Austin's on Christmas Eve. He got down on one knee and proposed on the shop floor in front of customers and colleagues, and I said yes." Dean Griffiths, 56, and Christine, 55, have been together for 4 years. They met on an online dating website, and their first meeting was at Exeter St David Station. They then went for a meal for the first date and have been together ever since. Dean presented Christine with a stunning ring of a diamond set with smaller diamonds. Stunned, Christine said, "It was such a complete surprise. I had no idea he was coming into the store, and neither did the store." Owner David Austin was quick to congratulate the couple and said it was the first time a proposal had taken place in the store's 101 years.
MP joins fight against developers' obligations. Attempts by a housing developer to wriggle out of its obligations to provide affordable housing are coming under increasing fire, with town councillors and the local MP criticising the move. Harrington Homes asked Teignbridge District Council to waive its Section 106 responsibilities for the Teignbrook site on Higher Exeter Road in Teignmouth in October, because it claimed the costs would make the site financially unviable. The Section 106 obligations include a condition for 25% of the housing on the site to be allocated as affordable, and a requirement to financially contribute to the local community through education, sport, transport and biodiversity funds. However, local MP Martin Wrigley has slammed Harrington Homes for trying to get out of its responsibilities. And a group of councillors has submitted a motion urging Teignmouth Town Council to call on Teignbridge planning officers to keep all the Section 106 obligations that were agreed when planning permission was granted. "I'm a great supporter of responsible business," said Martin. "Sadly, Harrington Homes are anything but. Their attempt to wriggle out of their responsibility to provide affordable homes on this site is incompetent and purely greed. I urge Teignbridge Council to not let them do it. I will be seeing what I will be doing in Parliament to stop greedy developers doing this sort of thing. It's not acceptable, not responsible, and they shouldn't be allowed to do it," he added. In the developer's application to remove the Section 106 obligations, Santex UK Limited, an engineering consultant acting on behalf of Harrington Homes, said costs had continued to rise due to the unforeseen realities of delivery on site and associated technical challenges. It pointed out that an independent financial viability assessment had concluded that the scheme in its current state would be terminally unviable and undeliverable and would be stalled in December 2025 unless the Section 106 obligations were removed. Section agreements are the primary tool for holding developers accountable for their promises and ensuring that developments are sustainable and beneficial to the existing community, noted Teignmouth Town Councillor Penny Lloyd. Harrington Homes had hoped that Teignbridge would make a decision by the beginning of December. However, Teignbridge said its planners are awaiting a report from a council-appointed viability consultant who will consider the financial viability of the site and Harrington's ability to deliver the original obligations, a Teignbridge spokesman said. Teignbridge also confirmed that it had received a claim for compensation from Harrington's relating to the temporary stop notice issued last year after concerns were raised about waste being dumped in a nearby meadow. Some councillors are concerned that the decision on the Section 106 obligations will be made by officers rather than elected officials. "The fact that Teignbridge councillors have no ability to debate or vote on the specifics of these arrangements erodes public trust in the planning system," pointed out Councillor David Cox. By early January, more than 116 comments objecting to the request to remove the section obligations for Teanbrook have been logged on the Teanbridge District Council planning website, along with two objections from Teanbridge Biodiversity Officer and Housing Enabling Officer. Outline permission for the 255 home site was originally granted in 2014, with final sign-off in 2022.
The headline from the Dawlish Gazette is Happy New Year, Happy New Roadworks. Parents and residents in Dawlish were braced for further disruption with the restart of work by South West Water. The company, which is midway through a multi-million pound project currently aimed at improving water quality, was due to resume work in Elm Grove Road on January the 6th, just as schools returned after the Christmas holiday. The road, which is home to Dawlish College and Gatehouse Primary School, was due to be subject to a one-way system and a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit. Work in this area should have been carried out in the summer holidays, but was delayed following the discovery of an unmapped gas pipe. The work is expected to continue until the end of March and involves surface water separations work being carried out near Dawlish College. South West Water says road entrances and exits will be manned during school pickup and drop-off times. In a letter to residents, the water company said, however, properties may not have vehicle access to their driveway during this time. Work had stopped over Christmas and New Year across all the sites in and around Dawlish, except Westcliff Road, which will remain closed until the 18th of January. On the 5th of January, tank construction work was expected to resume on the lawn at Sandy Lane and in Brook Street. In February, South West Water plans to carry out work in Piermont Place, which will require a diversion on the A379 with four-way traffic lights in place. County Councillor Rosie Dawson said the Elm Grove Road work had to be done because an unmapped gas pipe had prevented work during the summer holidays. She explained, "From starting the discussion at total road closure, myself and the school have pushed for an improved and fully manned plan, including a one-way system that would allow a slow but continuous flow of traffic at school times and continued essential deliveries. If South West Water stick to the proposal, it will involve their personnel at several points in the scheme during those busy periods to ensure the movement of traffic and the safety of children. If they aren't granted this time, it will result in a delay in the whole scheme completion, which nobody wants." In a letter to parents, Dawlish College head teacher Sam Banks said, "The school and Ivy Education Trust have been consulted on the disruption and we have been engaging to try to secure the least worst situation for our staff, students, families and other residents. The overall scheme is aimed at reducing the use of storm overflows and helping improve water qualities in local rivers and the sea. Storm overflows are typically used when heavy rain overwhelms the system. Underground tanks on the lawn and at Sandy Lane should provide capacity so that more wastewater can be stored at times of heavy rainfall, then treated, reducing the reliance on storm overflows in Dawlish. Work is scheduled to be completed by May 26.